This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that there is none that is worthy of worship but Allah, and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I remind myself and you of taqwa Allah azza wa jal, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you and I of those whose consciousness, awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better in our private life than what we seek to show each other publicly. Allahumma ameen. I wanted inshaAllah in this few minutes of Khutbatul Jumu'ah to make a general reminder to all of us, myself, our staff, and also you, our younger students, about the adab or the mannerisms, the etiquettes, the habits that we should have in entering and leaving the masjid. And I know for many of this is something that you know or have been taught through practice. So alhamdulillah, all of you or most of you, mashallah, come from families who have prioritized Allah. And the concept of you saying La ilaha illallah, that there is none that is supreme, none that is worthy of worship, none that you love, none that you fear, none that you hope for, that is equal or anywhere near that commitment you have with Allah. That there is no ma'bud bihaq illallah. There is no one that's worthy of any worship, any obedience, any concern in a way that it is only given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that you have accepted yourselves and your family that the path of righteousness, the sirat al-mustaqim, the place that you want to put your footsteps in following the best of people who came before us in humanity, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that you've chosen his tradition, his way of life, his sunnah as a habit and as a practice. And therefore it becomes important to kind of remind each other of where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began and where he stopped in his behaviors, especially as it related to the masjid. For us as Muslims, there's no building or structure that has more significance, more importance than the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah's name is mentioned, لِيُذْكَرَ فِيهَ اسْمُ. The buildings that are established for a very particular purpose. And Allah tells us, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. Those who visit the masjid, the place of sujood, look at the word, masjid, the place you put your forehead on the ground, are those who attend there first and foremost because they believe in Allah. That's what brings us to where we're seated today. And in this moment, sitting on this carpet, in this multi-purpose hall, the purpose of our assembly is to make this moment a moment of sujood, so this becomes a masjid for us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, there were five special things given to him that no other prophet, no other messenger was given. And they asked, what are these things, O Messenger of Allah? We can only talk about one of them today. He said, جُعِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ لِي مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا, that the whole earth has been made a house of worship for me and for my people, and that the cleanliness of its earth, its raw materials, are something we can purify ourselves to get ready for worship. The masjid that you sit in today, in this moment it's a masjid, takes on that ruling as a place that follows and has the same sanctity as the house of Allah that you normally would visit, whether Masjid Ibrahim or Thornley Masjid, or Masjid al-Rahman, al-Rahman in Gosnells, or the Perth City Masjid, which has been in this city longer than I and you and your parents and grandparents have been alive. Subhanallah. 15 years ago, we celebrated the 100-year anniversary of the first Masjid in Perth. It's nearly 120 years now that that Masjid has been in operation in our city. Longer than my lifetime by three times. A place where people have been gathering to worship. The first thing that Muslims do when they find themselves in a new place is ask, where's the masjid? Because if you find the masjid, you find friends, you find a home, you find halal food, you find company, you find a place where your heart is meant to find ease. So three important first steps, rules and regulations for the masjid. The first and most important of them is to treat it with respect. Subhanallah. One day the Prophet walked into his masjid, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as he entered into the masjid, he noticed on one side of the wall that somebody had spat. You know, sometimes you get sick, you have the flu, and you got a little bit of, phlegm. And this person, he was sick. So, you know, he just said, well, nobody's making the sujood on this. So he just turned his head and he just spat. And a part of the spit had dried on the side of the masjid, on the wall of the masjid. And the Prophet ﷺ, one of the beautiful characters of him is that when he was upset, you could read it in his face. He didn't need to say a word. One of the Sahaba looked at the Prophet ﷺ and saw in his face that this upset him. This man ran home. And he brought his most expensive perfume. And he brought some water and he brought a rag. And he walked into the house of Allah, didn't say anything to anyone. And he came to that spot, he washed it with water, took it off, that dry phlegm, and he put in its place a heavy amount of perfume. And the Prophet ﷺ from a distance, he said, Ahsant, you have done a great hasan, you have done a great deed. And from that, we've always learned that anything that should not be in the masjid, that you have the power to clean, to remove, becomes an obligation and a duty upon you within the means you've been provided. So if you're sitting there and you see, you know, a tissue paper or a gum wrapper, أعوذ بالله من ذلك, that this would be in our masjid. If you see somebody has soiled it with something, and it's within your means to pick up that wrapper and put it in your pocket until you leave, you find a bin, not for anyone telling you, this elevates you with Allah. You being a garbage man, a garbage woman, a garbage picker, because it's the house of Allah, has honored you with Allah. That the angels record this and make mention of you. The masjid was always a place of reverence and respect. Number two, the house of Allah carries that name, Baytullah. Look at the word Baytullah, the house where Allah is worshipped. That what you are here for is Allah, not anything else. There is no hadith where the Prophet ever looked at somebody and said, you're in the house of Allah, be silent. There's no hadith like this. But yet you will never find that the Sahaba, when they were in the masjid, that they were speaking what is called idle talk. Words that mean nothing or about things that don't relate to the worship of Allah. I will never say to you, be quiet if you're reading the Quran. I will never say to you, be quiet, hush your mouth if you're making your dhikr of Allah. I will never say to you, be quiet if you have a couple of students around you. One is reading to you a text from the sunnah. One is reading you something of the hadith, or that you're making mention of Allah and your voice is a little bit louder. No one will ever shush you and tell you to be quiet. But if you sit and you're giggling and you're laughing and you treat the masjid as any other place, as any other house, as any other room that you enter, then you find yourself having crossed a boundary that Muslims never have been known to cross. The third way that we honor the masajid is that we contribute to them. SubhanAllah. All of you have heard this. You know, the Prophet ﷺ said that no one builds a house for Allah to be worshipped except Allah will build a house for them in Jannah. It's an amazing, amazing hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Because everybody who prays where you have made it a place of prayer for them, part of their reward is yours. SubhanAllah, as you're sitting here today, one of our parents will get a third of your good deeds. SubhanAllah, you're going to say, how? You won't lose your good deeds. But as we were getting this masjid prepared, and as we were ordering these carpets are special carpets. We made sure that the carpets are 100% natural wool. Not carpet that can tear with ease. We made it so that if your madhab, if your view of thought is you want to pray on something natural, something that's like a skin of an animal, the hair of an animal. Because we have students who follow different opinions, that one of the requirements was that the carpet would be natural wool to fulfill everybody's needs. We thought about it. And one parent, he came and he saw this new carpet in the summer months, and he said to me, Sheikh Yahya, don't tell anybody who I am, but how much did this cost? Nearly $35,000. He said, I have $10,000 for it. And he gave that charity so that you and I can honor the worship of Allah and that he and his family can receive its reward. What a great act that you begin to think, not how can I use the masjid, not what I'm not allowed to do in the masjid, not what I'm restricted from in the masjid, but how can I make it better? How can I add value to it? How can I make other people's lives comfortable in it? Some of you sitting in front of me, I know that you joined us for Taraweeh. Your families would bring water and dates and sweets and leave it downstairs so that those who came to worship Allah here would have a good time and enjoy themselves. That is the spirit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. So what are three things that you can begin doing right now, young and old, to make our enjoyment of the masjid a way for you to earn reward? First, that when you arrive here, make your purpose is Allah. You're not here passing time because I have to wait until I get out to recess. You're not here to just chit-chat until the iqama is called. You're not here just to hang out with your friends until the next prayer comes. You're here لِيَعْمُرَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ, that you make possible your visit into the house and the place of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as you enter into the masjid, the Prophet would teach us to make dua. You would say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. You're entering into the house of Allah with the name of Allah. I'm here for you, Ya Allah. وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. And I've come following the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللَّهُمَّ افْتَحْ لِي أَبْوَابَ رَحْمَتِكَ. O Allah, open to me the doors of all your forgiveness and mercy. That's the dua we make as we enter into the masjid. As you walk in and you're taking your shoes off, Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. If all you can remember is Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Next time you remember the next part. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma, oh Allah, iftahli, open for me, abwab rahmatik, the many doors of your mercy. Seek to add value to your stay. Number two, if you don't want to do any good deed, if you don't want to take a Quran and read it, if you don't want to just sit there and say subhanallah, 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 if you don't want to do anything good for yourself, at least number two, don't be the reason for somebody else missing good deeds. Don't be sitting in front of someone who's coming to pray and all they can see is you fidgeting around, moving around, giggling around, messing around. Your purpose is la darar wa la dirar. I won't do wrong, I don't want anyone to wrong me, and I don't want to wrong anyone. I don't want anyone to disturb me, and I don't want anyone to be disturbed by me. If you don't want to do good, don't stop others from good. And third and finally, protect the masjid. Say subhanAllah. Like if I was to tell you that there was, you know, someone who was coming to, graffiti our masjid. If I was to tell you, you know, I need a few young men, young ladies to come and just be on guard because there's somebody who wants to write nasty things on the wall of our masjid. Every single one of you would volunteer and say, Sheikh Yahya, I'll stand on that side, I'll stand on that. If I see someone, I will let you know. Every single one of you will stand on guard for the house of Allah, the place of our worship, the place that is of our respect. Well, what if you're the problem? What if you're the one who comes up from the sand playing downstairs with your socks full of sand? You didn't clean yourself up. You didn't care to make a proper wudu. What if you're the one who came chewing gum and you just put it down on the side because you can't pray with chewing something in your mouth and you just put it on the ground and left it? What if you're the one who blew your nose because you have the flu and you shouldn't be in school and you were sick and you blew your nose and just lift the tissues because Sheikh Yahya or someone will pick it up? What if you're the problem? It means you can be the solution. You can be the one that makes the change, that helps and allows everyone to benefit from the house of Allah at the time of our prayer. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you and I the guardians of the masajid. May Allah raise from amongst you those who would be imams for our community, men and women who will lead us in times of difficulty to come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the ability to serve the house of Allah, to build a masjid, to honor the house of Allah by being regular in it. And may I leave you with these inspiring words of the Prophet ﷺ. He said that there are seven people on the day of judgment, seven types of categories of people who will be given protection by Allah and none other will get it. And only these types can gain this reward. One of them, a person قلبه معلق بالمساجد, a person whose heart is holding hard, holding tightly to the house of Allah. They love their house of Allah. They love the place of worship. They honor the house of Allah and the ibadah that they perform in it. May Allah make you and I of them. Allahumma ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our staff and our students, our parents and our teachers, to lead our principal and administrators to that which is pleasing to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to deter us from sin and error. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be those who will be guides of others in times of darkness and difficulty. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad. Allahumma izzal islam wal muslimin. واخذ الأعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم اهدنا واهدهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك هذا وصل على الحبيب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة. واعتدلوا أتموا صفوفكم ولا تختلفوا. Humble yourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal. Give your attention to Allah. Turn your bodies completely towards the Qibla. Lower your head down in humility to Allah. Keep your eyes focused at the place of your sujood. Still a couple of girls just chit-chatting away there. Thank you, young ladies. Turn towards the Qibla, please. Lower your head down. Keep your eyes focused at the place of your sujood. Free your heart and remove any distractions from it. This is a moment of you connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Concentrate. Show Allah that you are thankful for all you've been blessed with and ask Him to show you mercy in the difficulties we all face. Ikhsha'u. Allahu Akbar. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك تبارك اسمك أعوذ بالله السميع العليم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس.